On August 27, 1972, the Grateful Dead performed an outdoor benefit concert for an organic creamery near Eugene, Oregon. The date was notable for two things. It was blazing hot, over 100 degrees, and the show was captured on film.
To get permission to film the movie, a couple of my partners and I wrote a letter to Jerry Garcia a year or so before and said, "We'd like to make a movie. Is that okay?" And he answered back saying, "Well, I guess somebody's going to do it sometime. And sure, you can do it as long as it's about the music rather than the scene." So our charter was to capture as much as we could on film about the music.
Santa Rosan Sam Field was the producer for the filming. But with the Dead playing three separate sets, each over an hour long, he recalls that they had to pick their moments to turn on the cameras.
Anybody that's been to a Grateful Dead concert has had the experience of thinking that they can predict what the next song will be, and they're usually wrong. But we had extra powers going that day, apparently, and chose wisely, and every song we shot made it into the movie. Even the last song where the sun had gone down and we were running out of film and running out of cameramen who could focus, and we just shot till the film ran out.
The songs they filmed were subsequently assembled into a concert documentary titled Sunshine Daydream. More than four decades later, it's getting wide exposure in a coordinated one-night showing at hundreds of movie theaters across the country, with a DVD release to follow in the fall. The title references both a lyric from a popular Dead song, but also the heat of the day, which actually impeded any previous commercial release or distribution of the film. Grateful Dead archivist Dennis McNally explains.
It was so hot that the guitars were going out of tune. They simply couldn't keep anything in tune. As a result, although they played brilliantly and the show was immediately legendary, the band would not permit release because they were out of tune. And it made them crazy, even though they were playing superbly.
It was decades later before new technology offered a solution.
In the early 2000s, I remember Sam Field, who had made the movie, coming to Grateful Dead and saying, "Let's put this out." And the band saying, "Nah, not as long as it sounds like that." And someone at the time saying, "The technology exists. We could retune this, sort of run it through a Mojo machine and fix everything."
At the same time, Field says, the original 16mm film was digitally upgraded to high definition, and all the other business-related obstacles were dealt with.
There are always questions of rights and, oh yes, lawyers and timing, and enough time went by that all of those wanted to be solved by all the parties who had something to say about it.
For Field, it's a successful outcome that was a long time coming.
It's been 41 years, so you'd think that we might have found the timing somewhere in there. I've been telling myself for the 40th year in a row, this is going to be the year. Well, I'm finally right.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.